Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Orioles traded Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward. I think they think they're selling as high as possible at a point where he's coming off a year and a half out with injury. We had the thought, maybe turn him into a relief pitcher, and then maybe you could sell him a little higher once teams see him out of the bullpen. Before we discuss, here's Mike Elias talking about Grayson Rodriguez.
He is expected to be ready. He's going to start a throwing ramp up next month, meaning October, and get some throwing in before the holidays, and then prepare for the season after that as he would. So there's nothing to medically suggest that he won't be ready, and he's very determined and very unhappy about what happened last year. And I think he's kind of got an underdog, under-the-radar mentality right now, which is good, and I think he's due for some good luck on the injury front after what happened last year. That said, we're cognizant that he threw zero innings and that he finished 2024 hurt. And so we're going to have to kind of plan with those realities in mind. But I am bullish about his situation.
Bullish enough to deal him. So let's ask the question. He's never really gotten through a season injury free. Oh. Did it make sense to turn him into a bullpen arm?
Well, I think it would have. And look, if he was past the point of no return with this organization, that's fine. But the more I've thought about this, and I do hate this word, and it's become a buzzword, but boy, you can just hear it coming out of his mouth, and it's just so fitting for them. There is an intentionality to everything they do. Even the way they hid his promotion. The way they talked about hiring a GM and then never hired a GM. They do everything at their own pace. They're outdoor factors like impetuses, like all your pitchers are hurt or you screwed up your offseason, try to get better sooner. None of that affects them. Everything they do is at their pace and their time. And so there clearly weren't teams clamoring for Grayson Rodriguez or you'd have got more than this.
Sure. This is, I think,
everybody's about to get together at the winter meetings in 2 weeks, right? Nobody does anything for Thanksgiving.
Nope.
They take that off.
Yep.
And then you wait a few days. You have your organizational meetings internally. You get your ducks in a row. And you fly to Dallas or
wherever
Nashville or Vegas. And you set up shop for a week.
Yes.
They did this now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So why would they do it now? It's not because Grayson so badly needs to get out of here. He doesn't report to camp until February. You have plenty of, if that's the outside factor, there's no reason to do that now. He's not going to start bad-mouthing you on Twitter or whatever. I'm sure you've had an agreement with his agent for a while. The guy's not going to be back here at spring training. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So why now? Well, now because when you get to the winter meetings, those dudes are going to start flying off the shelves, and they're not getting any of them. And there's not that many of them this year anyway, right? It's Tucker. If you're talking about outfielders who move the needle, it's Tucker or Bellinger. It's two.
Hey, Ken Rosenthal
Grisham
said they're
himself
Tucker.
Out. Right. So this is how you have it both ways.
Yeah.
You get linked to those guys.
Uh-huh.
You put that pablum out there to try to get people to buy Birdland memberships. And then at the end of the day, when you get nobody, hey, we tried. We finished third. But we got this guy who had 36 home runs.
Yeah.
Like, there was not... You can't tell me that this deal couldn't have been consummated 5 days after the winter meetings. Or like, why now? Now because they're not getting Kyle Tucker. They're not getting Bellinger. Their agents know that. It's good to let them use you. And God knows they love using the media. But it's all a circle.
Bleep.
Yeah. That's why I think it happened now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really see the benefit in the, if they were dead set on trading him and they were past the point of no return, like
I don't think it really matters to me one way or another if they wait to the winter meetings or do it now. Because, look, we all knew they weren't going to get Kyle Tucker and they weren't going to get...
You do it now because you're like, hey, we got offers out to Tucker and we got offers out to Bellinger. So if you don't want to do this with us before the winter meetings, then we're just going to sign one of those guys. And at the same time, you're pushing that crap in the media.
My only question...
There's not that many teams that probably want to take Grayson Rodriguez under these circumstances.
No, sure.
No. And when you do, and they're willing to trade you an outfielder, and you know you need a middle something you can sell as a middle-of-the-order bat, and it's that cheap, you do it now because you also know we're not getting those guys.
I do.
But if you wait till the other side of it, and you don't have those guys, and those guys are signed, then the Angels are like, oh, so who are you tell us? So it's not Joe Adele because we own him too. Mm. So who is it? Who's the middle of the order thumper? Who's an outfielder, and preferably could play center field? Like who is it?
I do question the whole turning him into a reliever. We talked to Andy Koska and Ben McDonald, and they both said some version of the same thing, and that is that his arm isn't built to recover pitching every day. So Andy suggested you pitch him twice a week for three innings, but Ben's like he's got to be a starter.
I thought what Ben said was very telling because that was all off the record stuff that
from
he
Manzolino.
Put on the record. Talking to Manzolino and the medical staff, where they were saying, "Hey, he can't do back to back days. Yeah. Don't even think about doing that." So I thought Ben saying that it was very interesting, and also you have to have the buy-in from Grayson as well if he wants to even go down that road.
I think that's where it's headed, whether by design or not. And I think he'll have to start training his body a little differently. And I think once he gets into the mindset of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Because let's be real, he's never really been built up.
No.
He's never thrown more than 120 innings.
But it might be...
Anywhere.
It might be too late to figure out, like, what the heck... Like, he is what he is. Like, is he going to be a five-inning starter forever?
I think he's going to be a late-inning guy, and I think he'll get used to it. And if his arm falls off, well, his arm is going to fall off trying to get 150 innings, let alone 200 out of him anyway.
I mentioned to you guys the Keith Law article in The Athletic. If you haven't seen it, it's up there talking about the ramifications, Orioles and Angels. But there was a line in there that you've been saying for years, Jason. This is Keith Law. The Orioles limited Rodriguez's pitching during his minor league tenure about as much as any team did with a major pitching prospect in the last decade, and the result was nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody was talking about it except for me. And for years, every time we'd bring somebody off the outside, do you think it's odd the kid never pitches into the 60? Like, do you think it's odd to literally pull him in the middle of an at-bat if he gets over 65 pitches? Like, struck me as odd in real time. I mean, if you never pitch enough to get into adversity, you never pitch out of adversity.
He never got...
Third time through the lineup, it never happened in the minors.
No. He never showed pitching toughness. And then he starts breaking down, unfortunately.
Well, and he would have trouble in the first inning, and so you'd be like, okay, well, I wonder what would happen if you saw a guy a third time.
What really stinks is he never came back from that first lat injury that he suffered in AAA. And that was at the time when we're saying, well, why is he not coming up? And maybe there's speculation that could have been his last start there before he got called up, but... That lat injury, we've seen him re-aggravate it. We've seen him tweak his delivery because of it. I think it all snowballed from that point in 2022.
Well, I can tell you what definitely won't work. Like, you could tell me he might not be a reliever. I'm telling you, I bet you a lot of money that's where he ends up one way or the other. How long it works, I don't know. I'll tell you what definitely didn't make sense. Having a kid dealing with all that, try to learn a new pitch and learn a new delivery. Coming off a year where he's been heavily compromised, coming off a year before that when he was heavily compromised, and then talk him up at the same time saying, I think he's our ace. That's some jackass behavior.
And leaving him out there throwing 88 miles an hour.
And then let's finish him off in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Let's
wound him, and then let's, boom, fire the bullet in him there.
Coming up next, the Orioles. What about the outfield? There are reports that they still are linked to outfielders, and they seem to have too many. What's going on with this outfield? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.